Hey, Perry Tribe. So as we are slowly ending this year, 2021, let us take time to reflect. Think about all those accomplishments and goals that you completed, the places that you went to, and the people that you may have met. How was your relationship with your family and friends? What were the positives of this year? Be grateful for the things you have and those you have around you. And be thankful for the things you do not have, as it's considered protection from God. Did you create a gratitude jar? Look at all the things you were grateful for this past year. Cherish everybody. Always be grateful for all you have and do not have. And live life to the fullest. And let us not forget those you may have lost this past year. Friends, family, co-workers who were close to your heart. Please do not forget them. Remember the good times. Forgive them for the times they were bad. And learn from the teachings and other experiences they may have instilled in you. Never forget the laughs and the cries you all may have. And importantly, remember that they had lived. Since I'm an open book, in my reflection, I had to let some toxic people go. A lot of them. In addition, I learned that what my worth was for the first time in a long time. I know it's sad, but you have people that let people dictate their lives and yours, of course, and give you negative feedback. There is a difference between telling people how to live and red flags, just to let you know. Red flags will be a whole other tribal talk story, but we're going to concentrate on people giving their what you should do in life and what you should change in your life. If you value yourself, you will not let someone tell you what they think is right in your life. You set strong boundaries. You do not need their approval. Life is a lesson, and it's up to you to learn it, not them. Take advice from people who had the experience, not the ones that never did. I also learned with situations and obstacles come blessings and miracles. When I got rid of those people, those that were not in my best interest, I saw doors open that were closed to me before. I was able to do more. My creative juices broadened. Because of this, I had multiple opportunities coming my way. I have worked on a book that I had wanted to write like years ago while I was in high school and looked into NaNoWriMo, a National Novel Writers Month, which is in November every year, and I plan to partake in that in November 2022. So you have to do like 50,000 words, and that starts you off on a journey to writing a book. So I think this is one of many set goals I have for myself this coming year, next year, and I also have goals set for my family as well. So what are yours? What are your goals for yourself, your family? So in addition, I had lost some great people either through COVID-19, other illnesses, national disasters, or it just was their time. And each had a special message for me or a placement in my life that helped me become a better person. I had also served in the military. I was in the army with some who were younger than me that had passed. But whatever they were going through, I wish they had talked with me or someone they trusted. Either way, I had others that I checked on to see if they were in need and if they wanted to talk. They are more than welcome to call me or someone, but I gathered good memories and salute those that that I know that have passed during Memorial Day and Veterans Day, because I feel and I know they deserve it. But overall, my family grew stronger and showed more love than I had ever imagined. We finally worked together and listened to one another, than pushing each other's agendas down each other's throats unwillingly. We actually worked together. Do not get it twisted. We are still dysfunctional. It's not the Brady Bunch, baby, but we are working together, and it is a start. It's a start right now, and it will one day get better. What would be meaningful in 2022? If you are willing to do, or what would be meaningful? I think if you were willing to do a one-year video time capsule, what are your plans for 2022? What are your goals? Even do a height of the children to see how far they came at the end of 2021. Give each one 3 to 5 minutes or more to talk time. What are your family goals? What are your individual goals? Review the video New Year's Eve 2022, and then you can do another recording for New Year's Eve 2022, or do it on New Year's Day of 2023. Sounds fun, right? So it's like a video time capsule. Each, you can either do it as a group, do family goals is this, and then each individual, you know, you, dad, mom, dad, child, even the family dog can get involved, or the family cat, put the pets in it, you know, they fam too, and create some positive goals for the year, and then play them back before the new year to see if you had actually accomplished these goals. Make sure you have an alert on your phone, calendar assistant device, etc. Make sure you know what the video folder name is, and get that and see if that would be something, excuse me, that would be something for you to do as a family. I think that would be kind of fun, and I'm planning on doing that with mine. And check off the things you say you would do or would do, and take the things you did not do in 2022 and just roll them over to 2023. Or celebrate all the accomplishments that you said you would do in 2021 and you did, you know. Be grateful that it was completed. You did it. And you should feel, you should feel powerful when you accomplish a goal. You should feel amazing. And that's what we should strive for. Feeling amazing, accomplished. So this will help bring everyone together. And you are doing it as a family. What a better way to spend time together. Another choice to do within the year, if you don't feel like, I'm kind of video shy, I don't feel like doing all that, it's like, I got you. You can do a gratitude jar. You can do a daily one, a monthly one, a weekly one, or quarterly, of what you are grateful for. Whatever, whichever floats your boat. What I did was a daily gratitude card, which I put in a jar, folded it, you know, take out one at a time, or take one at a time for the big one, which is weekly, then read them on New Year's Eve. So instead of me having 365 little cards, I had 52 cards, and I read for each week, you know, I wrote down everything that I was grateful for every single day. And then just grab the main ones that I had And those were the big ones that I picked. I wouldn't know which one I picked because they're folded and I didn't look at them. So I would open them up at the end of the year and just say, okay, this is what I'm grateful for. Wow, you know, I remember this. You know, make sure you put a date and stuff on it because that way it will broaden your reflection. Like, oh my God, I remember that day and I was feeling this day and I was feeling this and this was going on. So it's amazing, you know, or you can make a gratitude video if you want to do that. The sky's the limit. You could do whatever you need to create positive and loving tradition for your family. That's just a little addition. Or you could do a journal. I don't know if you it's just a single mom, dad, or if you want to do it as a family, you could. You can do a journal. And it's great for your mental health and reflection of your past few days, weeks, and months, depending on how you do it. It can help you dump all that stuff in your head and put it on paper. So all the negative, all the worries, all the dramas, you could put it on that piece of paper and just get it out. Just get it out. Free your mind. Free your mind. And the rest will follow, right? So you can go month by month to review from the year prior. So what I did was last year, 2 years ago, I was doing journals every single day. So I had a journal for January of 2020. And then the journal for 2021, I would review each day and say, oh my goodness, this is how I improved and this is how I expanded. And I just to go in and just to see, dang, each day, this is what I did. Wow, this is what I did. I wouldn't say go back 3 or 4 years, just do it every, 2 years or 1 year before tops. But, you don't have to go through 5, 6 years or anything. Go by and just reflect on everything that you did as a person, as a family, whatever. You can go month by month to review for the year prior, or just when you want to reflect on what you have done 2 months ago and how much you excelled, or what you need to do, what more work you need to do for yourself, or what you need to work on in the coming year. Single Perry's, my tribal family. Brace your family with love and understanding. Instead of arguing, sit with love and talk things out. Respect each other's space and boundaries. Cherish each moment and memory you have with each other. And just live the best life you can. Give each other compliments and hugs to show how much you adore and care for them. And those that are willing to challenge your family, face it with fierce opposition and let them know that you are strong with your tribe. That you are with a very strong tribe. Hey, when it comes to this tribe, don't mess with us, okay? But also learn the challenges and find what is the right path for you. What is the right path for your family as the head honcho? Lessons in life will always be taught. It's how you respond to them that will give you the grade of excellence and lead you to a positive and abundant life. All right, so I would like to close by saying thank you, my tribal family, for joining my group. I adore each and every one of you, my tribal brothers and sisters. I envision having a great rapport with all single, soon to be married, and married families too. Oh, and congratulations to Talia Parker. She is engaged. Her and Trey. I call them TNT, but congratulations on the engagement. So happy for you. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but sometimes the village can let you down and disperse in a rough time. You need a tribe that will forever have your back and stand with you in all trying times. In the new year of 2022, I want to bright light, want to be the bright, I'm sorry, I need a water. I want to be the bright light to a lot of darkness that we are currently facing. We will grow as a family, friends, and someone you can confide in. And my goal for this group is to help better your lives as well as the lives of your children. Find fun, affordable things for them to do online, at home, outside, and other cities. Sky's the limit. If you need information on any type of help, please let me know. Don't be afraid. I am very approachable. You can talk to me about anything. I will help with all I can. Find self-love ways for you and your children, and hopefully help you all grow and become less stressed, heart-filled with love, lots of love, and a positive glow that will outshine the sun. Let us work together to help mold children and parents into a fierce powerhouse that they are. With love, Happy New Year.